It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with must-add players and deep roster pickups. It's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Yeah, that's right. Here he is. I'm Kevin Moore. Hi, how are you? It's the Fantasy Football Guys Waiver Wire Extravaganza. Nothing like making something bigger than it really is, right? Well, hey, we guys have been doing that for years. Anyway, it's Tuesday, Waiver Wire Day. Eagles are 6-1. Scares me to death. Not used to my team doing this well. I'm thinking that maybe the apocalypse is on the way or something. So anyway, I am Kevin Moore, and it is Waiver Wire Day. Lots of guys you can pick up, improve your team. Trading deadline's approaching relatively soon, sooner than we probably like, so be on the lookout for that. All right, let's get right down to it. Your quarterbacks, there's only a couple this week. I mean, you know, these guys have been out there for a while. Obviously, there's seemingly a new quarterback every week, or sometimes twice in a week with Cleveland, but we know to avoid those, right? Whether it's Kessler or Kaiser or Hogan. Nothing to do with those guys. Really, there's three, and one guy's been on this list for a while, Josh McCown. I think it's time that we really recognize this guy as a streamable quarterback, to be sure. You know, he didn't light the world on fire yards-wise, but he threw three touchdowns, 201 yards. Dude's still available in 88% of Yahoo leagues, so... that's just crazy. I popped him in a league, and he got me, 28 points, something like that. It was great. So not saying he's a guy you ride for the rest of the season, but situationally, he's a guy you can start if you need a buy fill or your guy goes down like Rodgers did. So yeah, take a look at this guy on a week-to-week basis. He's almost always available. Another guy who's almost always available who does have spots of production that are worthwhile, Blake Bortles. He won me a game this week. I popped him in because I had really no other options. Deshaun Watson was on bye. Popped him in. Boom. Got the dub. Gotta love it. 330 yards and a TD out of him. Big thing there is no picks. Gotta love that. Now, it looks like Jay Cutler. Don't know what his situation is as far as health, etc. But it does look like when Matt Moore stepped into that offense that it began to click. So keep an eye out for Matt Moore as a quarterback who could take you through. A buck 88 and two touchdowns, not glaringly fantastic numbers, but he didn't play the whole game either. 99% availability in Yahoo leagues. I didn't mention Blake Bortles. He is available in about 83% of leagues. So any of these guys, Matt Moore is not a guy you're going to hang your hat on for the rest of the year, but any of these guys are streamable. They're DFS playable, and they're cheap. You got to love it. I would take any of those guys in the DFS to give me more money to spend on wide receivers. A few tight ends to take a look at this week. A guy named Nick O'Leary taking Charles Clay's place. Only had two catches, but he had 58 yards, and it's just a matter of time before the guy finds the end zone. Certainly not a top-tier guy, but he's a buy-fill weak guy or an injury guy. 98% availability in Yahoo leagues. O.J. Howard, who's quote-unquote the second tight end for Tampa Bay. We all know that Brate is the number one guy, but this guy had six catches for 98 yards and a couple TDs. It was just a matter of time before they started going to him and looking to him. So O.J. Howard, 87% availability in Yahoo leagues. A.J. Derby for Denver, no TD, but 66 yards on six catches. That offense not clicking, but they seem to be finding him well enough. 98% availability for him. It looks like Tyler Kroft is going to hold down the tight end job in Cincinnati for the rest of the year. He had four catches, 23 yards. Not a lot there, but he did have a touchdown. And if you can, in a PPR, if you can get 10 points out of your tight end on a weekly basis, thumbs up for that. 84% availability for Tyler Kroft. David Njoku from Cleveland has had a few touchdowns this year, actually led the league in tight end touchdowns for a brief moment, and then Zach Ertz happened. Anyway, 58 yards and two catches for him. There's some tight end. Second tier, third tier guys you can grab. It's week seven, week eight here. Not a whole lot left. We'll get to these guys as they come up and have value. Let's get to the running backs. Jalen Richard from Oakland has an opportunity to do something. We have Marshawn Lynch out on suspension unless the appeal comes through, which would actually shock me because he did everything that he's accused of doing. So, Jalen Richard, only 9 rushes for 31 yards, but he's going to have the opportunity to play the entire game, maybe splitting carries here and there, but he's the go-to guy. 89% availability in Yahoo leagues for Richard. TJ Yeldon, everybody was overlooking this guy. They were thinking, okay, well, Fournette's out, and so let's get Chris Ivory. Guess what? Chris Ivory had more carries. TJ Yeldon did more with his 9. $122 and a touchdown out of him. So keep an eye on Fournette. If you're a Fournette owner, might not be a bad idea to also be a Yeldon owner. We generally don't like handcuffs, but Fournette has had injury problems all season long and in the preseason as well. So it's more than possible that Yeldon could come back to help you later on this year. Deion Lewis, I know, he's a New England running back, and it's a tough call with New England running backs because they're a fumble away or a missed meeting or a late meeting away from not seeing the field for weeks. But Deion Lewis has been getting it done. 13 carries this last week, 76 yards out of those 13, and he had a couple catches as well. 71% availability for Deion Lewis. And that's really it for running backs. There's other guys like Elijah McGuire that are out there that aren't doing much, and there's some other guys that are really not worth mentioning, so I won't. But there's always guys out there that will get you 6 or 7 points, maybe. But, we really don't want to spend time talking about those dudes on this show because there's only so much time. It's Tuesday. Anyway, let's take a look at the wide receivers. This group is a bit longer, as you would expect. Kenny Stills from Miami, 6 catches, 85 yards, a couple TDs, 78% availability for him. Now, the thing is that we all know Kenny Stills' game, but with Matt Moore in there, Kenny Stills got the ball, got a lot more looks and a lot more targets, and he did more with them. I don't know if there's a Cutler problem or what the deal was, but Matt Moore looks Kenny Stills' way, and if he's in there, then Kenny's got some more value than he has had previously. Robbie Anderson from the Jets, it's time to start taking a look at that guy. I don't have his stats handy. I forgot to put him in here, but he did have a touchdown last week, crawled into the stands, as you may have seen. He just jumped into the stands, grabbed a seat, crossed his feet up on the barrier. It was beautiful. Anyway, Robbie Anderson is a tier 3 wide receiver. He's a bye week fill guy, but he is starting to produce semi-steadily. DeMarcus Robinson from KC, I don't know if you watched the game last Thursday, but he had several targets, caught 5 of them, 69 yards, and the announcers actually mentioned he's starting to become more of a part of that offense. So it's a good offense, and if he's a part of it, then it's a good thing to have him. Buffalo has a guy named Deontay Thompson. Boy, I really fell down on my stats this week. I do want to tell you about this guy because he did do well, so give me a moment to look him up here. He's a guy you haven't heard a whole lot about, but he had 4 catches and 107 yards this last week. Yeah, he did have one that was 44 yards, so that was the bulk of those receptions, but 3 more were for 60 yards, so he's getting deep looks, and that's that can be important for a flex play or a wide receiver 3 if your league goes that deep. Deontay Thompson from Buffalo. Teddy Ballgame from New Orleans, 7 catches, $141. That's his second week in a row of fantasy viability. And if he has another one, we're going to call that a trend. And by then, though, it's too late to get him because if it's a trend, everybody knows it. So Teddy Ginn from New Orleans all of a sudden becoming viable in fantasy football. Go figure. Alan Hearns out of Jacksonville, 5 catches, 101 yards. Kind of like him, in a spot basis. He can disappear in your fantasy lineup, which is never good. And this week, there's another guy I want to tell you about, a guy named Dede Westbrook from Jacksonville. He had an injury late in the preseason, but he was doing very well. It's preseason, yeah, we get it. But he was getting targeted and was actually looking pretty good in the preseason. So he comes back off of injury in the next week or so. So I don't know how that's going to affect Hearns' numbers. If anything, maybe if there's another good wide receiver out there, it'll help Hearns. Don't know. But D.D. Westbrook, he's a guy you can grab early before he comes back and kind of beat the rush on a good potential receiver there. Cooper Kupp from the Rams, you know, he had a lot of, you know, hype coming out of the preseason. He was a kid who was really hyped in the combine all the way through the draft, and he got picked up by the Rams in the draft, and he's done okay so far this year, but he's actually starting to produce a little bit more, be targeted in the red zone, etc. Only had 51 yards, but he did have a TD and four catches, so in a PPR, he might be worth a look. 58% availability in Yahoo leagues. Also, remember Robert Woods, who's led the team now in receiving for the last couple of weeks, he's still available. I've been running through this guy's numbers for most of the year. Don't need to do it again. If you need a receiver for a wide receiver three or a consistent, steady flex for 10, 12 points, Robert Woods is your guy. Last but not least, Benny Fowler out of Denver. Five catches, 45 yards. He's the Manny Sanders fill-in that we've been waiting for. Well, maybe not waiting for, but he's the one we get. And he's probably the one we deserve.
Let's ride.
Pretty thin pickings on the waiver wire this week. But this time of year, you have to expect that. You think it's thin now, wait till week 14. All right, enjoy your week. We'll be back tomorrow night for the preview. And then, of course, the Saturday call-in show. Write this number down if you want to get in on the action on Saturday. 650-733-8334. We'll be live 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. You can call us, get your question answered, chit-chat about beer, whatever you want to do. All right, enjoy your week, and we'll check you tomorrow night. Bye.